You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, I'm Abigail, and I'm an ADHD coach who works with adults, college students, and couples affected by ADHD. Aside from this podcast, I'm the author of the book Forget Perfect, How to Succeed in Your Profession and Personal Life Even If You Have ADHD. I bring up the book because the title is my approach to this podcast, Forget Perfect. My goal is to provide you with information and suggestions to help you have a better life, but the information is of no help to you unless I get it to you. So bear with me in any mistakes, do-overs, or sound issues. I'm not going for perfect. I'm going for getting this information out to you in a timely manner. The topic for today is impulsivity and ADHD. When talking about ADHD, a term that comes up is executive function skills. Executive function skills are things like planning, organizing, prioritizing, time management, goal setting, task initiation, focus, flexibility or shift, working memory, emotional regulation, metacognition, and self-inhibition. That last one, self-inhibition, is basically about impulsivity. The concept of thinking before you act and being able to stop or redirect yourself in the moment. Impulsivity is a hard nut to crack because it feels beyond our control. It can be, but we can work on it and start limiting our impulsive acts through exercising self-inhibition. This means trying to inhibit what we are about to do. Like I said, this is hard, incredibly hard. Many of my clients struggle with this, as do I. Two particular areas of struggle can be talking and money. Let's look at talking first. We often say things impulsively that the moment after we have spoken or later we regret what we said. Or we impulsively interrupt others the minute we think of something to contribute. We just open our mouths and go regardless if it is the appropriate moment. These things are hard to manage because we do them without thinking. And there is the key, thinking. But in order to think, we must have a moment to do that. We must have time. The way to give ourselves time is to learn to force ourselves to pause before we speak. Even just taking an extra breath can provide that moment of pause, that moment to think and ask ourselves, does it need to be said? Does it need to be said right now? And does it need to be said by me? I have mentioned these questions before, but I believe it is never too often to remind ourselves of the three questions. Does it need to be said? Does it need to be said right now? And does it need to be said by me? I had a client who used to get himself into trouble professionally and personally until he learned to take a pause before he spoke and ask himself those questions. The way to get into this habit is to first work on pausing before you speak. Literally think, pause, then response. No one will notice you took a pause and will get you to stop just opening your mouth and going. I will be honest. As well as many of my clients struggle with this. It is all about slowing ourselves down in the heat of the moment. That is hard for most, and especially so for those of us affected by ADHD. Once we get that pause going, we can start asking ourselves the three questions during that pause. I will say them again. Does it need to be said? Does it need to be said right now? And does it need to be said by me? This won't come naturally, but is an ongoing effort. Now let's talk about money, another area where we are extremely impulsive. We use the same methodology as we use with the talking impulsively. We slow it down by taking a pause before we spend our money. That means if we are taking out our cash or getting our credit card, we need to train ourselves to pause and ask a few questions. It is up to you what those questions are, but I like to model it off the questions I ask myself before I speak. Do I need to buy this? Do I need to buy this right now? And then instead of the question, does it need to be said by me? Instead I say, is there something I could substitute that I already have or could borrow from someone else to satisfy me? more succinctly, is there a way I could solve the problem without spending money? So to repeat, do I need to buy this? Do I need to buy this right now? Is there some other solution other than spending this money? In regards to the last question, is there some solution other than spending money? May make you realize that often there is no problem to be solved in the first place. The moment was the embodiment of impulsive spending. That means walk away from the situation. Another question to ask yourself might be, what else could I do with this money? Obviously save it, but for what? Something to think about. The main message about impulsivity and ADHD is that it's a hard nut to crack, but possible. Practice inserting pauses in your life and move from there to asking yourself clear questions before you act. The questions that make you pause and think, be they the questions I offer to others that may speak more to you. Just to repeat the questions for speaking are, does it need to be said, does it need to be said right now, and does it need to be said by me? And the questions regarding money include, do I need to buy this? Do I need to buy this right now? Is there some other solution than spending this money? And what else could I do with this money? That's it for today. For more on ADHD, go to my website, www.abigailwerf.com, where you will find my other podcasts, blogs, free giveaways, my services, and contact form. That is www.abigailwerf.com. To leave a message for me 24/7, call 1-844-ADD-ADHD, 1-844-ADD-ADHD, or numerically 1-844-233-2343, 1-844-233-2343. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.